Olympic goers in Beijing enjoyed a bright blue sky today. That's due in part to yesterday's drenching rain and to the fact that Chinese authorities ordered a two-month halt to construction in the city to control pollution for the Games. That measure has left tens of thousands of migrant workers on forced unpaid vacation. The world's Mary Kay Magstad caught up with some of them in a migrant village on the outskirts of Beijing.
The dirt lanes of Dawangjing Village are quieter than usual. Many of the little huts where migrant laborers usually live are locked up. These migrant workers are some of the untold thousands who have left Beijing during the Olympics, going home to their villages until they can come back and work again. A longer-term resident, Huang Wenjian, explains why.
Many construction companies have stopped their construction, so many construction workers just go back to their hometown. And also, there is a lot of patrolling around here, and the security check is kind of strict. So many people normally just don't go out. They just, if they have a job, they go out to work. If they don't have a job, they just stay inside. But before this period, there were many people here, especially in the afternoon during 5 or 6 o'clock. Many people go out to buy vegetables. It was very, very crowded.
Huang still has work with a German company that's running some of the restaurant tents in the Olympic Village. He's proud to be part of the Games in some way, although he says he's not really watching them on TV. Sports aren't his thing. A few construction workers decided to wait it out here, too, despite the lack of work. One is 40-year-old Liu Changfa. He says he's feeling the pinch.
I have a little bit of difficulty paying the rent, and also I have to live on savings when I have to eat daily.
How do you feel about that?
I don't have any complaints, because after all, the Olympics is a good thing.
Why is it a good thing?
For the glory of the country, it doesn't really matter if I have a little bit of bad impact.
The little bit of bad impact he's talking about is missing out on at least 2 months' income, maybe more, depending on how long it takes to get back into the swing of things once the Paralympics wind up in September. And that's true for many thousands of migrant construction workers. Still, Liu is excited about the Games. More, it seems, about the idea of the Games than about the sports themselves.
I'm not really cultured. I just watch it for fun, so I just watch it when I have time.
Down the lane, a friend of Liu's says that's a pretty common attitude in the middle-aged generation. His name is Wu Yangsu, and he says guys his age didn't have the luxury of growing up playing sports.
For us, we just spend a lot of time making a living, trying to make enough money to support the family. So we didn't really have time to participate in sports, even though we like sports very much. I like basketball very much, but I don't really have time.
But his 10-year-old daughter does. She's all over the Olympics. She says she loved the China-U.S. men's basketball game, and she's been watching beach volleyball religiously. Her dad pats her proudly on the shoulder. He says her generation's going to do great things for China. This time around, the United States might win the most gold medals, but by the time my daughter grows up, China will be strong, and we'll show it by taking the most golds. And in the meantime, no one here in Dawangjing Village seems to mind, or is willing to say they mind, what this Olympics is costing them in lost income if it helps China achieve that dream of greater glory. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.